One response to that animal abuse video from a Brown County dairy operation, people have been asking what is being done in the area of animal care on our state's livestock operations. Now, Amy Stanton is the UW Extension Animal Well-Being Specialist, and she is making it clear that Wisconsin livestock producers are leaders in the industry when it comes to proper care for their animals. She said that cow comfort and the welfare of animals is a high priority on the vast majority of state operations, and that the university's extension program has been working on some research projects geared at increasing the level of cow comfort on our state farms. She also said that producers are asking the right questions to make sure they have the proper answers to better cow care.
How is the animal coping in its environment? Is it comfortable? Is it healthy? Is it able to move freely? These are all questions we want to ask. What is it motivated to do? And are we meeting its needs? So the biggest thing that's going to contribute to the animal well-being is how we as people manage it.
Stanton added that in a vast majority of cases, producers do have the animal's well-being as a priority and protocols are in place. But she adds that the manager or owner really needs to make sure those protocols are understood and followed.
Definitely. I really encourage people to talk to anyone that's working with animals on their farm about what their expectations are of how their animals should be managed. What are the protocols that need to be followed? And if there is an unfortunate event where an animal does become injured, it has slipped, fallen, I mean, it's very icy this time of year, people know what to do and that appropriate steps are taken so that animal can be appropriately cared for and treated.
Ann Stanton added that the university continues to focus its research on helping to determine which environments are the most conducive to a more happy and healthy cow.
There's a lot of really exciting research being done in this area. Some of the studies we can do that really is going to show us what the animal wants, what their preferences are, is actually something called a preference test, where we give them the option of two environments, two bedding surfaces, for instance, and let them choose what they find the most comfortable, when given the option, where will they lay most frequently. And through this, we can start to see what they really want, what they are comfortable with, not just what we think they would be comfortable with.
Well, a lot of buyers mustn't be comfortable with their current supplies because we continue to see demand for block and barrel cheese. Now you've got blocks up to 197 and 1/4 cent per pound, barrels 189, while AA butter remains at $1.55. Class 3 prices generally higher. December is at $19 even, but January up 6 to $19.18 and March up 23 to $18.32. Prices lower on the board. March corn off a penny and 3/4, 425 and 1/4 cent. May drops to 433 and 3/4 cent per bushel. Beans for January up 22.5 at 1324 and 3/4 cent, while March drops 21 to 1314 and 1/4 cent per bushel. Livestock fed cattle market steady. Choice beef steers and heifers top at 124. Holstein steers 98 to 109. Slaughter cows, cutter and utilities, 74 to 90, or tops at 94. Most of the slaughter cows, 54 to 73, with slaughter bulls, 72 to 88, a top at 95. Replacement bull calves, $1 to $2.35. Heifer calves, 60 to 145. Barrels and gilts, 62 to 74. Feeder lambs, 145 and down. Market lambs, 163 and down. And that is a lowdown on your egg prices. I'm Mike Austin for WSAU News.